My top five podcasters, Chris Lambert, and probably myself, but this ain't about that. The Mundane Festival is where you're at. If you've been tapped in, you know what's up. If you're a first timer, hey, welcome to the club. The cost of admission is simply a subscription, then rating and reviewing it wherever you listen. Don't worry about change ups, the cast won't break up. Even when that $1 million contract show up, a stand up guy who's a stand up comedian with a stance on everything from food to media. So welcome to the show, please take your seat. Let's find out what he's got in store this week. Who, me? I'm Don Will, your opening act. Thanks for coming out. Please clap. The Mundane Festival. With your host, Chris Lambert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Mundane Festival podcast. I'm your host, Chris Lambert, recording this on Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. Remember, as always, you can subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast listening apparatus. If you're really into this thing, go over to Apple Podcasts, give this show a 5-star review. Let everybody know why you like it, because it's simply the right thing to do. And if you want to take your love and appreciation of this show to an even deeper level, go over to patreon.com/mundanefestival, subscribe, $3 a month for hours and hours and hours of bonus content. This is episode 559. I have a super special return guest that you know and you love very much, Mr. Tim Hall, a.k.a. the People's Critic. He's here to talk to me about, we're just going to do a spoiler-filled review of The Batman, the latest and greatest rendition of Batman. Tim, how the hell are you, sir?
Sir, I am doing well. It's good to be here, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. We're getting close to burning the midnight oil on my end. But I tried to take a nap to get my like an old man so I could have my energy. We'll see how I get.
You didn't get your nap?
I took a little bit of a nap. I did all right. We'll see what happens. I'm good though. I'm actually trying to stay up. So like as we're recording this, like I said, on a Thursday night, and I'm trying to see if I can stay up to watch After Yang, the new Koganada movie.
That's right.
It's dropping on Showtime. So I'm going to see what I can do to try to get all of it in, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to watch the latest episode of not Severance. What's the other one they have on Apple TV?
The After Party?
Not the After Party, the other one.
Don't do this to me.
I know. Well, I'm not.
I'll pull up Apple.
Pull up right now.
The one with our girl.
Yeah.
Alice Campbell.
This is great podcasting.
Georgina Campbell.
Georgina Campbell, yeah.
Yeah, they put their stuff up early now. Is that why? Go ahead.
So I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not either. But I wonder when they started doing that. I think maybe I caught it a couple of weeks ago where I watched maybe episode 6 of the After Party, and it was on a Thursday night. Have you been watching that?
I have been watching it.
I'm enjoying it, man.
Go ahead. The show I'm talking about is called Suspicion.
Suspicion. Okay. That's Uma Thurman's like one of the main people in that, right?
She's not really the main person. It's a bunch of other people in it who are all connected to Uma Thurman's kid who's like got kidnapped. And yeah, it's good though.
It took
me a minute to like an episode or two, and I was like, oh, this is kind of funky. I like it.
I definitely want to see that. I mean, because Georgina Campbell's in it. Hopefully it's better than Wildcat.
I was trying to forget that movie, Wildcat.
Yeah, she was good, but it was just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching? What else have you been into lately?
I think we talked briefly about I watched that show From, that's on Epix. With Harold Perrineau in it.
No, we didn't talk about that.
It's just the small town. I don't know if it exists, if it's real, but all these people from all different parts of America end up in a small town. They all have the same experience. There's a tree in the road. They see the crows. And then you're kind of stuck. You can't, no matter how far you go, you keep circling back to this town.
Mm-hmm.
At night in the town, these monsters show up and they try to kill you.
Oh.
They have like this thing in front of your door. And they'll just come up and be like, "Hey, Chris, it's me. Let me in. It's cold out here." And they're not dead. And so they're trying to figure out how to get home. And it's, yeah, it's good. It's kind of, it reminds me of like a Stephen King story.
Gotcha.
It might just be, I don't know.
And this is on, and this is on Epics.
It's on Epics. And I think the first three episodes were on Amazon for, you know, if you don't have Epics, you still have Amazon Prime. You can go watch the first three.
Okay.
It's good.
It looks interesting. Trying to see who the main, it is Harold Pirineau. So he's the lead, right?
Yeah, he's the lead in it.
Okay.
He's really been there doing his black acting, man. Getting it in.
Doing his black. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Okay.
You got that black dad.
Okay. Cause he doesn't strike me as somebody that's going to mess some stuff up.
Nah. He's solid.
Yeah. What
are you watching?
Well, I've been watching The After Party. I did like Peacemaker. You recommended that to me. Yeah. I've been watching Power Book 4. Force.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. It's like, you know, it's kind of like I'm sticking with it because I need something to watch on Sunday morning because I loved book two and I love Raising Kanan. I think Raising Kanan might be the best of the bunch after the first one. Mm. But it's not, I don't know if it's catching me all the way. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to stick with it, but it's just kind of like, all right. And I'm low key feeling the same about Snowfall too.
Really?
Yeah. They're three up. What are they? Three in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I care anymore.
You don't care what happened to Franklin?
I want him to succeed. I want him to get away and
he's
do
not
what
he's not gonna get away.
No, it's gonna be it's an overall tragedy. It's a tragedy, waiting to happen. But it's solid. I guess I'm just kind of holding out for Atlanta right now.
Yeah, I'm holding out for Atlanta too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I've been. I watched the first episode of the Cuphead show on Netflix.
Good.
It's good. I mean, I don't know if you've played the video game. The video game. I've described it so many times on the show as Contra on acid. It's fun. And it's like old timey, old school artwork from the 30s. It looks like, and it's a beautiful game. Probably one of the most beautiful games I've ever played. And the TV show is fun. Is in the same vein. I think it just got picked up for season two. So I watched the first episode of that. For some reason, I think they're like 12 to 15 minute episodes, and they did maybe like 10 or 12 episodes of it. Let me see. I could check that.
Speaking of games, have you been playing anything?
I've been playing Horizon Forbidden West. That just came out a couple weeks ago. Came out like late last month. I've been enjoying it, but I haven't been able to play as much as I want. I thought I was going to be my PS5 is at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I could have the data transferable with the PS4. Mm-hmm. But I would have to be playing, get to a certain point in the PS4 and then upgrade and then have that data go to the 5. It's not backwards compatible. So that's a bit of a bummer. But so they did 12 episodes of this Cuphead show.
Okay.
For this first season. They're not that long. Episodes aren't that long. For some reason, I kind of want to save them, but I don't know why. Yeah. Other than that, there was another show that I was watching. Gosh darn, Reacher on Amazon.
Yeah, Reacher's so big, bro.
He's huge. Yeah, he's... I caught him on... Michael Rosenbaum's podcast Inside of You, and I was like, oh, I like this guy. I saw a clip a clip was on YouTube. I watched the clip and I was like, oh, okay, this guy seems cool. So I said, let me just check out this show. And a lot of people have been kind of saying good things about it. So
yeah,
I was just like, oh, it's solid. It's a solid show. So
it's a big, it's, someone said it's like a stay-at-home dad show. And I was like, that's exactly what it is. Like, okay. If you're a stay-at-home dad, like, it's the kind of show you watch when you're at home. It's mindless. You can kind of do stuff. You can kind of be on your phone.
Yeah.
It picks up. It's great.
Yeah.
They've got the black guy running around in his tweed suits all the time. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. He's the straight man.
Yeah. He's the city portier.
Yeah. He's funny. He had a good, like, kind of like black man, don't take no shit episode too.
So I'm like, no one called him the N word the whole season. That's the biggest surprise.
And down in Georgia. And it's not Atlanta, but it's Georgia. It's like,
he's all these white people's business and no one.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody said it.
Why one time?
Yeah. He came up to some stuff. Like, I think I may have stopped at around episode 5 and they did 8 of them. So,
yeah. At least someone could have called him uppity once. That would have been.
He kind of they dance around it a little bit, but then sometimes it's a little. It's surprising how far they go. And then you just kind of like, oh, well, maybe they should go a little further.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't. And I don't think they really dance around it that much. I don't know. It's good. It's just it's a solid show.
It's a solid show.
I don't remember the Tom Cruise movies that well.
I do.
Did you like them?
The first one. The second one, I was like, this is, you've gone too far. The first one was, I see.
Yeah. Because he's supposed to be like a big dude.
Yeah. So that was like the big kind of like, huh? When it was Tom Cruise, he's supposed to be this big guy that women love and, you know, midwife. Yeah. With like, you know, like a muscle bound James Bond.
Right. Right. You got anything else you've been into watching?
I finished Euphoria.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Of course. Yeah. What I had made a note that we should be talking about that. What did you think of season 2?
I love season 2.
Me too.
And I think for me, and we've talked about this before, it's such a well-made show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when some episodes aren't like great, I think it had episodes where I was like, oh, that's a filler episode, but it's so well made that I'm still intrigued, whether it be the characters, the direction, the lighting. But then it had that episode, to me, the best episode I've seen in TV in a long time, which was, you know, Rue's intervention, where you're watching her kind of spiral.
Yeah.
You know?
Was that your favorite episode
of the season? That's my favorite episode. Because there's no cool hip-hop soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Right in the Rue's house with her mom and her sister, and the reveal of Jules and being in the living room is a dope reveal. You don't know they're there,
right? You wouldn't even think of them to be there
because you've never seen anyone else in Rue's home,
right?
So then when she turns the corner, so they've heard everything, they've seen it all.
Yeah,
that whole thing. Yeah, then she ends up at her friend's house, and great episode.
Yeah, that was the one where she's on the run also, right?
Yeah, she's on the run the whole time. Yeah.
I think that is my favorite, because that made me say like, okay, well, now I want to see Zendaya in an action movie where she, an enemy of the state style movie where she's like running away. Not that she's kicking people's ass, because I just don't see her doing that.
She could.
You know, but like, because she's so skinny, but like, I want to see her like on the run, and it definitely an enemy of the state style thing that she could do. And she's funny too. Like, she is such a star.
She is like a star. Like, did you hear that song she was on?
The song that she did for that Elliot did for his Tiny Desk concert in the middle of the fucking finale. When other like plot holes needed to be sewn out, he did a 4-minute song.
Like, here's my Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah, it's like, okay, dude. It was a good song. It's a very good song.
Long scene.
And it's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious that he's super talented, but it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah. No, it was a song at the end of the episode. It's her and Labyrinth.
The I'm Tired record?
Yeah.
Okay. I did hear that. I need to.
I was like, oh, you just can sing on records like that and just.
She's good, man. She's so. Good. I knew because I didn't know her from the Disney stuff. And when I saw her in the Spider-Man Homecoming, I was like, yeah. Oh, she is. You know, she was just kind of sprinkled throughout that film. And it was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's great.
Great.
So, yeah, this is like another where it's like, give her all the awards again. But then, you know, if you were to give a supporting award, it'd have to, you'd kind of have to go to Sydney Sweeney, who
she killed it that whole.
Yeah. She was a wreck the whole fucking season.
And what's the guy who plays Cal, Nate's dad?
Eric Dane.
Killed it.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite episodes is when we finally get the backstory for Cal.
Yeah. I still didn't have any sympathy for him.
No. No sympathy for him.
Yeah. I did not redeem him.
Like why he's kind of the monster he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always when you think of a villain, you want to know what's going on behind the curtain there. I really enjoyed the Lexi and what do they call them? Lexi and Fez. Fexy?
Yeah, Fexy.
Like whatever the hell. I like that. I like Fez because he reminds me of one of my best friends growing up, who's happens to be Filipino, but he almost that same essence that he carries around reminds me of my friend. So it's like, oh, I'm rooting for this guy. And it's like, I want him to be at the play. I cared about that relationship more than anything, more than Rue and what's her name? Jules. I want to call her Hunter, but it's her real name, but it's Jules. Yeah. It just was bad for her. That relationship's bad for her. What did you think of the end? Like, I thought she was going to get snatched up by
everyone. Said
by Lori.
It did not cross my mind.
Yeah.
The end of that, she's going to get snatched. I was like, I didn't even consider that.
Somebody was saying that, I think it was Joanna Robinson. She has, she's a writer, pop culture critic and writer. And, been following her for a long time, and she has a podcast where they, I think it's called the Prestige, like the Prestige some shit. Because I kind of like to see what a lot of folks say about that show just to get the Prestige TV podcast that's on Spotify. I think it's a Spotify original. But anyway, I think it was on her show or somebody was saying that they think Sam Levinson kind of has all these ideas and doesn't know what he's going to do with them. There was talk that they had all of these, they spent so much time on that party sequence filming it. And it's so much stuff that they left out that got cut. And like some of the actors on the show were saying, oh, they didn't use the part that we did in the party scene. So it's like he just kind of puts it together. Almost somebody was saying like it's almost like a Terrence Malick-y thing, you know, where it's kind of all over the place and you just have these dope shots and some of these really cool sequences.
I call it the Lost syndrome, right? Because Lost was a show that just had tons of ideas.
Yeah.
With no real plans on executing any of them.
Yeah. And it's like
monster. We got time travel.
Yeah.
People come from pirates. And it's like, okay, that's cool, but like, how does this fit, and how do we make this make sense?
Yeah, and it's almost like I don't care. I just want to see what they do. You know, I'm just going to show up, and this is the second biggest show that HBO's ever had since Game of Thrones.
It's a show that feels like it's just about vibes and. What's the vibe today? Oh, the vibe is violence.
Right. Yeah,
we're gonna ride that today.
Yeah, I really was along for the ride this season. And I guess what's it coming back in 2024 or something? Yeah,
I'll be there too. I'll be there sitting in front of my TV.
Yeah.
Premiere weekend. I love that show.
Zendaya's, I guess, booked and busy.
Oh, yeah, they got her in everything now.
Yeah, I want to see what she does, man. I I'm with it. I'm all I got to know is she's in something. I'm gonna check it out. Yeah. Oh, now what do you think? What do you think about Ashtray
as a character?
I like that kid. I kind of want to claim him. I want to claim him so bad. Javon foster dad. No, not his foster dad, but just like blackness. Because it's almost like I looked at a picture of his family. I don't know if you've seen it. I guess I can text it to you. But they look black, dog. And won't nobody go with me on it. But I was trying to find out if he was black. Because I was looking at his daddy, and then it's almost like you could look at his family, but I think they are white. I think Google said that they were just white.
Looking right now.
It's just like,
oh wow, yeah, I can't tell.
Just like a cool,
real racially ambiguous family.
Yeah, they got like a Pete Davidson-y vibe.
Yeah.
And I could look at his mother and be like, okay, his mom's white. And then you look at his dad that Pat tragically passed away. He looks like, you know, I used to have a neighbor that looked similar to them. And, you know, I went to school with kids that were black that looked like them. So I was trying to claim them, but I think they're just white. And then the thing that kind of drove me even further trying to claim them was that Alicia Keys is his quote unquote aunt. They're really close. I don't know how, I forget how he said, I watched a couple of interviews, but he was saying that they're really close to Alicia Keys. So I guess she's like their surrogate aunt or something like that.
She's just stealing people's families, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just was like, I guess I can't claim them. But yeah. I like that kid. He seems like a well-adjusted kid.
He's a talented kid. Crazy character to play.
Yeah, he was like, it's just like, no, don't do that. I was like, oh God.
Too late. God,
Ashtray.
Too late. Ashtray, you got a bit of a temper there.
RIP. Oh man. Well, let's get into this, dude. Let's get into the proceedings. We wanna talk about the Batman, the new Matt Reeves version. As always, I will start with the Google blurb. Let's see how good it is. Batman ventures into Gotham City's underworld when a sadistic killer leaves behind a trail of cryptic clues. As the evidence begins to lead closer to home and the scale of the perpetrator's plans become clear, he must forge new relationships, unmask the culprit, and bring justice to the abuse of power and corruption that has long plagued the metropolis. Timothy Hall, aka the People's Critic.
Wow, that's a pretty accurate description.
It is. That's one of the better ones I've ever read, I think, in the almost 10 years of podcasting of this show. That's pretty good. And I didn't fuck up the reading either, because the writing was actually good on this. So what are your thoughts on this film, overall thoughts on a macro level?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed, and there's something about Batman and his rogue gallery of villains and Gotham City that just, that whole world has always been fascinating. Maybe as a kid, I'd go to my great grandmother's house and sit on her bed and watch the old 1960s Batman show.
I used to watch that too. Yeah.
Right. And it never stopped. Then it's Batman animated series. Then it's, you know, it's movies. It's all that. And it's been a part of my, so I love the world. So I like this different look at it. I liked a deeper dive into the corruption. I liked a Batman detective story. I liked how it reminded me of Nolan's trilogy with Batman Begins, where it felt more realized.
Yeah.
Go back and you watch Batman Forever and Batman Returns and the Batman and Robin. There's a bit of campiness in it. And this was like, this isn't campy. Like, Gotham seems like the worst place to live.
Yeah. It felt like they really turned down the dimmer on this one. Yeah. They really,
they're like, why would you live in Gotham City?
they really went dark. I was trying to think what they said, and thinking about, just looking at what nerds on YouTube were saying, it seemed like there was, I forget where I heard this, and I'm not going to take credit for it. And I think you can expound on this idea with regards to the Watchmen or Watchmen, mm-hmm. Rorschach, the character of Rorschach. What is it?
Yeah, Rorschach.
Rorschach was the character that the creator was saying that a lot of his fans loved Rorschach. And he was a dude that he was just all about justice. He didn't care about anything else. He didn't take a shower. Alfred had to tell Batman Bruce to take a shower to wash his ass so he can meet those investors and everything like that. He was saying that a lot of his fans, I'm like Rorschach. And he's like, you guys are fucking weird. You know, that's what the creator would say. And that's what this Batman is to a lot of people. That's like Matt Reeves' version of Rorschach, where he's just all about that justice, all about being vengeance. And it's nothing else. And we don't have that, the playboy of Bruce Wayne yet, at least this character. My understanding is this is year two of him being Batman. And then he doesn't get into what Christian Bale was doing in Batman Begins and The Dark Knight and so forth. Right.
Right. And I liked the year two because people think he's a freak.
Yeah.
He's a vigilante. They're like, what are you doing here?
Right.
Weirdo in a bat suit. There's some people fear him, but there are people who are like, he's still learning the job. He has to learn the balance of that. You, in order for you to be Batman, you also need to be Bruce Wayne.
Right.
You see you in the city. You need to do things. You need, or there's no money to pull from if you're not out here fundraising. Like, you got to, and I like that they tapped into that. Like,
Alfred, okay. Yeah. Now you're kind of, go ahead. I was just going to say, you're making me like it even more. I think I need to see this one again. I did like it. I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd because I was just trying to, one was just like acclimating myself being back in the movie theater and just like being like, because I haven't been since No Way Home, since Spider-Man. But then like now that I understand that after watching it, it's like, oh, he hasn't gotten there yet.
But
what I did like was I really liked the acting. I really appreciated the acting because there's a scene, and I guess maybe we'll get to it or we'll just talk about it now. We'll go all over the place. But there's a scene where he confronts the Riddler, where the Riddler calls for him to come into Arkham and having that conversation. And the Riddler's like, I know you, Bruce Wayne, basically. And like it's where Pattinson looks at the camera. He's like, oh shit, they're gonna know who I am. Him just being, even though he's the good guy, him just being affected by the scene, like what's going on around, being affected by what the Riddler's telling him, like, oh shit, really like letting things wash over him. Mm. And the you could kind of read that uncertainty on his face, even though he's the superhero, he's the good guy. And I really like what you said about you pointing out the fact that everybody looks at this dude as a freak, and it's the thing that's missing. It's the thing that we kind of get when we watch movies like Kick-Ass, and a movie like Super, which was, you know, that
James Gunn
did the, and I think I connected that. I was like, why do I like Peacemaker so much? Oh, because James Gunn did Super. Yeah.
Same thing.
And same thing. It's the same, like this visceral, this comedy, this violence. And it's like, these guys are kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And then this one is just like, in this world, in this dark world, you're a freak. Look at this guy. And you're going to let him in? Yeah. You know, and it's not even that it's like over the top, but it's just like, oh, we're not really used to this. Just like that, like somebody like you would be. So you know, you have an understanding of the world, but just like a general audience is just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I like the grounded approach to it, because that would be what naturally would happen.
Yeah.
Have Gotham PD. There's a great comic called Gotham PD or Gotham something. It's all about Gotham PD. And in the arc of the comics, Mr. Freeze kills somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And Gotham PD is like, we're on a time clock, because as soon as the sun goes down, the bat shows up and he's going to solve it.
But yeah.
There's been a division in the PD because some of them like the fact that Batman's out here doing things.
Right.
Other cops feel like it undermines their ability to police.
Yeah.
Because people think they're useless. Like, what's the point? You're not going to solve it. Batman's going to come in. He's the real person. He can operate outside the lines. You don't got to worry about any of that legal stuff.
Yeah.
I think they see some of that in this movie. Because when he shows up at the crime scene, he's walking through. It's a mix of like, some people are in awe. Some people are like, kind of scoff at him.
Yeah.
People are happy to see him there. Like, it's a strange mix of reactions. I love it.
Yeah, it was something. It was something to see that, where it's like that you just don't. I don't remember. It's like he. I guess he's got to go into that evolution of becoming who he becomes, and I guess in later projects. And do you think, because they're supposed to be doing a Penguin show and a Gotham show,
HBO Max.
Yeah, and if they do, if it's anything like what they're doing with the Peacemaker, and man, like that, it's gonna do really big things for DC. I think it's gonna revitalize that IP over there.
Yeah, because Marvel's been running it up for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been running up the score like the NFC in the 90s, in the when we were kids in the 80s and 90s.
It's running up 52-0.
Yeah.
What do you think about Zoe's performance as Catwoman?
I think she's great. I think she's been good in everything I've seen her in. I did watch that movie Kimmy that I didn't really talk about, because I think I was out of it, so I went to sleep or something. I fell asleep. But it had nothing to do with the movie. It's just I was tired and I just had it on. But like, I enjoy her. Mm. Is she like superstar level like Zendaya? Maybe not yet, but she is very good. Mm-hmm. And she did do that. Kimmy is a movie that, you know, I'd kind of want to see Zendaya in. Mm. But I like her. I thought that show, that High Fidelity show, didn't get a chance. No, all this other bullshit they give another season to. It's like, well, what? I plowed through that show.
It's good.
Yeah, she's really good in it. And then they had a lot of room to grow, and she didn't get a shot. So she gets to do this big franchise, and maybe she gets a TV show. I'd watch her in anything, man.
Yeah.
One, she's beautiful, but she's also really talented.
Like I said, man, if it was me and I was Batman, she showed up looking like that and flirted with me, I'd have left. I'd have left Gotham.
Yeah, I would have too. I probably would have.
Hey, Falcone, you guys got it.
Yeah, you guys be all right. You got it. And we got that Black Mare Real.
Yeah.
What'd you think of her, man?
She's good.
I was about to be mad.
I was about to be mad too.
We're spoiling the fuck out of this, but like, where she was like, I'm going out. He's like, I don't think you should go out there. Yeah. And she's like, I'm going out there. That's the problem. Everybody's scared. Then they had a sniper, those January 6th. I thought this movie was like if Kurt Cobain decided that he wanted to be a vigilante. And that's what this movie is. He wanted to stop, these bad guys with January 6th energy. That's what the Batman is to me. Yeah. I don't know. It was just the aesthetics of how he looked was very emo.
Yeah.
Like how Bruce Wayne looked. It was just like, he almost looked like an anime character.
He did.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like, okay. And it's just like, okay, you don't give a shit about anything else.
Yeah.
And I like that. I want to see what his Playboy Bruce Wayne is like. So we'll
really
see.
Grows into his role. Yeah, but I thought they did a good job. I love that.
Yeah.
That sequence with the penguin.
Yeah, because that duality is something that interests me about that character, and it kind of shone a light on it for me. I was like, oh, okay.
It's funny because it's the best part of DC's characters that they don't really explore in these films, right? Because Marvel characters, for the most part, outside of the X-Men and Spider-Man, are like out in the open. Like, you know who Tony Stark is, you know who Thor is. There's no like secret. I mean, Black Panther's mysterious. But most of DC characters, the big ones, they all have these big, you know, secret identities.
Yeah.
In all of them, Batman, Superman, Green Lantern. And so I'm glad they explored that part of it. Like, you got to find a balance.
What did you think about, because as soon, maybe an hour or so in, I said to myself, I was sitting there, I was like, where are the gadgets? I was like, so they're making this really grounded. Yeah. And
the
then
one tech he did use when he jumped out that building.
Yeah, that tech. Yeah. And then like, as I was saying that, I was like, oh, he's actually, okay, he's using his, not the grappling, the grappling hook when he was running from the cops in that scene. Like, we're right when you were talking about the police corruption and some of the cops are with him, and he had to have that scene with Gordon where they're like, yeah, okay, where they're doing this, or I gotta look like I'm telling you this, and then you gotta punch me and all that. I was like, well, okay, when is he gonna use? And then he uses that grappling hook thingy, and I was like, okay, because it was really, is his arsenal grown in year two? He's not there yet.
Not there yet. He doesn't know what he needs.
Okay.
He's still, you know, because he, you know, if you watch year one, like, it's even the evolution of his costume. Because in this, he takes off a piece of the bat on the symbol and he's using it.
Yeah.
As a tool.
Right. Okay. You
know, so he's still workshopping. But even, I mean, there's some of that in like The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's making me move my head.
I can't do this. I don't want to get bit by dogs, all that.
This conversation is making me like this movie even more. Because now that I have that understanding, I'm like, okay. And the fight scenes I liked. There weren't that many. But I like...
It reminded me of the Arkham games. He's real quick, blunt.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. I'm just trying to take you down real quick. It's not going to be a whole lot of me swinging around the room.
Yeah, because that scene where I guess they're in... was there a fight in that orphanage? Where's the fight at when they're shooting him and it's dark?
Oh yeah, and then the tunnel.
And you see the gun, like the gunfire, and that was dope. That was dope. That first encounter was, man, because I live in the New York area, that first scene where they're about to beat up those kids are going to beat up that Asian guy, I was like, oh fuck.
I don't know.
I was like, let's start
with the hate crime.
Yeah, I was like, damn, y'all really going for it, huh, Matt? Shit. I was like, where is he? Where's Batman? Jesus Christ. And he was like, and the Asian guy was like, don't hit me. I was like, oh God.
God. And that speaks to it, right? So the guy doesn't know that he's not in harm's way.
Right.
No Batman like that yet.
I was like, but it's Batman. He's not going to hurt.
He just saw him beat the brakes off these dudes. He's like, please not me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good, I might have to change my score on this one, man.
When you think about it, like, it's, even the way the Batmobile looked and how it moved, it was just like a rocket.
Yeah. I almost wish I didn't see that trailer where it's like where he's chasing the penguin and the penguin's like, I got you or whatever. And then he comes out of the fire. It's like, damn, they should have just, I wish they would have like held that back. Cause you know, we were going to go see it.
Yeah.
You know we're gonna risk COVID to see that shit.
But even in that, I like that whole setup because the scene he just disappears.
Yeah,
you hear the roar of the Batmobile, and then they are off. And then it's set up well. He did a lot of that in the film. Matt Reeves, misdirection, angles, shooting stuff through people's god. You know, when they're looking through the binoculars, like those shots. Just he's made interesting choices that made the film not feel like it was 3 hours long.
Yeah. I didn't really feel it. I think I was anticipating a call, like my own personal shit.
Yeah.
Was kind of, and it wasn't, and I don't think it had anything to do with the film because it, it was just like, I was just thinking about some other shit, but I was still into the movie. And I was like, okay, because I remember a reviewer saying, okay, if you're giving me more, all right, I'll be invested in my world. This was a film that I kind of, for some reason, watched some reviews beforehand. It didn't cloud anything that I...
Most people aren't spoiling it.
Yeah, I usually like to watch them after. Like, I go on YouTube and watch some of my favorite people talk about them. But other than that, like, I did this a little more than I would have liked. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were a couple things that were going to make me mad. And I felt the same way because I saw Scream 5 finally this week.
Yeah. What do you think?
I enjoyed it. I was going to get mad because I was mad because of a Black Death.
Which one?
But
was it the brother?
Yeah, it was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s son. And I was like, this nigga got on a varsity jacket. So he's on an athletic team.
He acting like no athletic bone in his body, bro.
And can't get away. But then I was like, okay, the two leads are Latina women of color.
Yeah.
Latinx or however you say it, but brown women. And I was like, all right, I'm not mad no more. Yeah. So, but I did enjoy it. I enjoyed that one.
Listen, and the girl from Yellow Jackets is in it.
Yeah, young Taysa.
She's good.
She is good.
She's good.
Yeah.
Horror film. She was good. Funny. Interesting.
Yeah.
She's good. Even on Yellow Jackets, she's good. Like she's.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets is good. I want to see. I just don't want them to stretch it out too much.
You want like three seasons and we're done.
Yeah. They're just like, you know, like I don't want them to pull a Lost on us.
All of a sudden it's aliens and government conspiracies. You're like, all right, you got it.
Yeah. Just go with it. But like, what did you think of Colin Farrell, man? Unrecognizable, dude.
Yeah. It still was hard for me to recognize him.
Yeah. Talk about like hiding behind a character. Yeah, like I really yeah, it's just a really good beginning of the, I guess, you know, we've said this for years though, the it's not a summer movie, but the summer stuff kind of starts early now.
Yes.
That was but I guess the industry needed a push. A big push, you know.
Yeah, a big push.
How is it in Seattle? Are people showing up at the theaters?
I don't know. Most of the stuff I go to is screening.
So you're going to the screeners, yeah.
And when I do to a movie, it's a big movie like this, and so it's people.
Yeah.
On Christmas every year, with me and my friend Leah, we go see a movie every Christmas.
Yeah. Uncharted, when you saw it, was it a screener?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard bad things.
Not good, my friend.
It's not good. Ah,
it's just a mess. It should work, right? It's Tom Holland, a big star.
Yeah,
trotting around, beautiful scenery, locations, hunting for treasure. Right? It's national treasure. It's all these treasure hunting stuff we've seen before.
I feel like he's too young for that role.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
He's too young for his expertise, but then also. He looks too young for it, right? It's not like Bowser, Indiana Jones. I don't want to watch that.
Everybody says Nate Fillion, and he did something on his own where he played the character, and it looked fucking great. I watched it. It was on YouTube, and it's like, that's the guy. That's Nathan Drake.
So, and then the script is really, really bad, and Mark Wahlberg is just in a different movie. He's just not a good fit for it. So it just doesn't really come together.
Yeah.
It's so bad where it's not entertaining or not like, oh, that was a cool spot, but I can't tell you any like memorable scenes. And even Tati Gabriel's in it.
Okay. What is she in? You told me when we were texting.
Season 3.
Yes, she's the black girl that he's into. Okay. Yeah.
They don't even let her. She's supposed to be like this badass assassin. We don't really get to see her put in and all work. Like it just.
Yeah, that character's not even in the video game. Yeah. I don't think.
I don't know what they're thinking. But, you know.
Yeah. So I'll just wait till it's on.
Yeah, watch it streaming. And you'll be like, oh.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That. Yeah. I'm not. I wasn't too. If I was around, I would have probably. I said, I'll just wait till Batman comes out. I'm not gonna risk it. If I was doing the road or something, I would probably see it at a matinee or something. I'm trying to think what else. What else about the Batman? Do you think we'll get a sequel from this?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's gonna clean up. I think WB's. I mean, they just. I think they're hungry for a semblance of a franchise. When they first came, when Marvel said we're gonna have this whole connected universe, it's all gonna sort of gel together. DC's thing was like, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna have these separate films, but they don't really have anything that can build on each other.
Yeah.
You've got Wonder Woman was a hit, and then Wonder Woman 84 is not good. You've got, you know, you go from Man of Steel, people like, to Batman versus Superman, and we don't really get enough time with Clark Kent. Like, we should spend time with Clark Kent the way we do with Captain America.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Give us a whole Clark, where we see him as Clark, where we learn him. Like, give us that. And so when he beefed with Batman, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because you would feel for him, because you would be like, Batman, he's a good guy. What are you doing? We never spend enough time with these characters. So hopefully this allows us to spend enough time with these characters over the next 2-3 movies where we can start to build on anything.
Yeah.
We're gonna get Flash, whatever, Flashpoint. We're getting Michael Keaton Batman in that. And then we're getting he's also in Batgirl. That they're making with Leslie Grace. So we'll see. A question for you. Who would you want to see as a villain in the next Batman movie?
Well, it looks like, I mean, I've really dug Paul Dano in this.
Yeah.
I know there was a meme going around where they said Paul Dano couldn't sleep while he was filming the Batman. And then some black dude, of course, was like, I bet he slept through 12 Years a Slave. He slept when he was filming that. I bet he slept through it fine when he was filming that shit. Was he in 12 Years a Slave?
He was.
Okay. All right.
Remember, he gets into it with the slave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's been
he ends up whooping on him.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why he has to leave the plantation.
He is not afraid to play a weirdo.
He is not. I love Paul Dano.
Yeah, he's great. So I like to see more of him. I like the brutality of the murders where you didn't really see that much.
You could tell.
Oh yeah, you could tell. I liked him, and the kid who was in the Eternals, I guess, was the Joker.
Yeah,
in that last little sequence.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah. What's the one who
could control people's minds?
Yeah. What's his name? Let me look that up. Because I watched a thing after, and he tried to say, we can't talk about that. Because Barry Keoghan? K-E-O-G-H-A-N. He played.
He would be a good Joker.
Yeah, he was. They showed a picture of him on, it got released, and they tried to take it back. Like, oh, that wasn't really.
Yeah, they definitely tested out.
Yeah, they spoiled it.
They did like a little test screen, like what would you like in the makeup and the hair and.
Yeah, and
stay away from the Joker. Like, we get enough Joker.
I don't know what Mr. Freeze.
That's a lie. Here's what I want. I want to see a Court of Owls story.
Who is that?
The Court of Owls. This is like a Illuminati group.
I've heard that before.
So I want that, and get some cool British guy to play the leader. I don't care.
Yeah.
But make Batman have to go to Arkham and to different villains to get, or, you know, so he has to go to Arkham and talk to Joker. He's got to go talk to Black Mask. Then he's got to go talk to whatever, kind of what we saw today.
Yeah.
In the Batman, where he's got to figure out who's behind this, but it makes him have to interact with other people in that world. So you can have a Joker in it who isn't the villain.
Right.
He's just
He'd just be there. Yeah, because there's some, because I'm not that familiar with a lot of the bad guys. It's just the one, like, I did, I mean, the what's the cartoon that they did on HBO Max or the with the girl Harley Quinn? I really love that.
So funny.
It seems like they just, they're nailing on other ends of the spectrum, yeah, like in other platforms, but the films, they, it just seems to be a little off. But this one was great. Like, I really did enjoy this one.
Black Adam is next.
Okay. What, I mean, I don't know. I know that's The Rock, right?
Yeah. We get Hawkeye. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should be cool. We'll see.
You got any other thoughts on this one? I just have, like I said, again, I'll just reiterate that having this conversation about it, I think I'm going to have to give it 4 stars now.
Look at
just
that.
Just because of the background.
Yeah.
I have an understanding. It's like, oh, that's why he's this way. Okay. He's not even there yet.
Yeah. That's why he's getting his ass kicked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun. I thought it was kind of, it's really everything I wanted from a Batman story outside of giving me a Robin. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, like, speaking of Euphoria, that would be good to get Javon Walton as Robin. I think he was saying, somebody asked him in an interview, what would he want to play?
He would be good.
He would be a really good Robin in that dark, in the Bel Aired version of Batman. I think he would be great in that.
He'd be a good Robin.
I was like, no, you don't have to stab him through the neck. He just stole some bread, Robin.
Yeah.
chill out, buddy.
Damien, no, stop killing me. I want that.
Oh, shit. And I think he could probably do the funny version that's on Harley Quinn. He was so funny. That Robin was so hilarious. Yeah, man. I really dug this one, man. I enjoyed it. It's funny because the dude that I was sitting next to, he was with his kids. He fell asleep for about an hour and a half. And after the lights went up, he was like, that's the worst Batman I've ever seen.
He was asleep for 90 minutes.
I was like, dog. And they said, I was like, Dad, you asleep. I don't think the kids liked it that much either, but they did say, Dad, you asleep, man.
It's more of a drama. I don't know if it's for young kids.
I don't think so.
There's a lot of talking. It's not flashy or funny or cute.
Yeah. Everybody was quiet, dog. Everybody was really like on their best behavior in this one. That's the quietest I've ever been with a theater that was packed, that was sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was still a really cool, it was a different type of communal experience than the one that I had with No Way Home. No Way Home was probably one of the best experiences I've had in a theater. Yeah. Where it comes to, and I'm talking over Endgame. I don't know that I want to say Black Panther. Black Panther was just something else.
Endgame. Craziest, I think.
You know, Avengers was
all of that's a lie.
That was great too, but it's just, you know, like that with something to pay off in a way across studios. You know what I mean? Like with the Sony shit and the Marvel shit, like from back in 2002 when the first one came out, or 2001.
2001, yeah.
Like that's like half my life. Over that course is just like, oh shit, all of this is kind of coming to pass in front of me.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And if you put in that, I wouldn't even say sweat equity, but if you just put in that time of just watching the movies, it's like, oh shit. Yeah. This one was different.
Yeah.
It was very methodical in a lot of ways. Like you really had to be you had to pay attention. What do you recommend? Do you recommend any of those animated films?
Is
Batman Year One or something like that?
The Batman Year One, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
But I mean, I would watch Batman. First of all, there's a classic Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm. I've heard of that one.
It came out during the 1990s Batman animated series.
Mm-hmm.
It came out during that time.
93?
Yeah.
I remember that.
93?
I don't know if I've seen it, but I do remember. Oh, it's on HBO Max.
Yeah. So all these are on HBO Max.
Okay. So,
there's Batman Under the Red Hood.
Okay.
The great one. Batman Beyond.
Oh, so all of these are on the Max?
Yeah, they're all on HBO Max. And they have The Dark Knight Returns Parts 1 and 2.
I'm going to have to add these to my queue.
Yeah, you'll like them, bro. They're solid. And the Warner Brothers, I mean, if you go through your HBO Max and look at the Warner Brothers stuff, I mean, they've got like Flashpoint Paradox is a great one. I'll never forget my rest in peace to my other mother. He passed away years ago. But we used to have movie nights at her house. And I'd show up, we eat on Sunday dinner and, watch movies. And I remember I brought Justice League Doom, animated Justice. And she was like, "We're not watching no cartoons." I was like, "Mom, in 15 minutes, if you're not interested in this, you can watch whatever you want. Tyler Perry, I don't care what we watch. Watch whatever you want to watch." 20 minutes in, she was like, "Hold on, pause the movie. I got to go to the bathroom." Oh, now you
into it.
Pause it because you don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
That's how dope those movies are.
That's what's up. Okay.
I made her respect the animation work. I kept telling her, like, yo, these movies are not, you walking right past them. Like, Pops, I was talking to Pops, and I was like, "You got to watch, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse."
Yeah. Yeah.
Movie. I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like, Euphoria.
It's great. No, it's great. It's like, it's one of those, it's about fathers and sons, it's about brothers. I mean, that was, that's one that people say is possibly one of the best superhero movies ever. One of the best Spider-Man. Yeah. I mean, I think all of them have its merit, but I think, it's going to hit home. If you're black, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're going to really lock into that.
Well, not if you're Jason Whitlock.
Well, yeah, true. he's not going to like it, but I mean, most of
here's
us.
Here's why will. Miles Morales is what's wrong with Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
That's his column.
Here's what's wrong with it.
He's wrong with Marvel Comics.
Yeah, or the guy that hates on everything. I still kind of like him, though. What's the black guy that...
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No. He doesn't hate on stuff. I mean, he might have some technical thing that he'll say.
What black guy hates on everything?
Armon White.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't... I mean, it don't have to be black. He just anything.
Whatever.
He hate on that shit. Yeah. Dude, I'm a try to get into these, man. I want to watch more now. I always enjoy having you on. Is anything else that you're excited about this coming up? I can't think of anything.
I mean, Doctor Strange is coming up in May.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to see what they do with that story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Netflix has a bunch of movies they're releasing that are coming out soon.
That Adam Project, pretty interesting.
Like this month.
Yeah.
Moon Knight's coming up. Something else, too. There's a lot coming. It's about to get busy around here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, now, what about you?
Oh, man. I mean, Adam Project looks interesting.
I'm a sucker for time travel films.
I just wish they'd do something with some black folks, man.
Would they try to travel back to the 70s with...
I don't know, some of the same shit that they're doing. Like, it's the same thing. Like when I saw Free Guy, it's funny because they're doing the same thing. Like Free Guy was like that. Could it have a black lead? And the same team behind Free Guys with this Adam. I'm going to watch it, but I just want to see more black folks. But there's what's the movie? Like there's a horror movie. It's called X. That's coming out in a couple weeks. It's an A24 film, and and Kid Cudi's in it.
Yeah, and, I heard about that. Yeah, I've seen nothing. I haven't seen a trailer or anything.
It looks interesting. Nope, you know, coming out. They showed that trailer before the, you know, I definitely want to see what that is. His movies are so popular, Jordan Peele, that people are trying to discover shit in the trailer where it's just don't you just want to experience it first, or just like at least try to see it before everybody spoils it? Just like, I just want to experience it and watch it. So that one would is definitely something I want to see. And then I've been given a lot of these straight to video VOD movies a chance. Some
good ones.
You can find I'm excited about After Yang that's coming out.
Yeah,
I mean, as we're talking, it should be out now. And I'm gonna finish up Red Rocket. Was it Sean Baker?
Yeah, it's a good. He's good in that.
Yeah. So he's I'm like, I got maybe another half hour to go.
That's so far.
I do. He's kind of a piece of shit. scamming on that girl.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting. Definitely interesting. Drive My Car is supposed to be out soon. I think this week as we cross midnight. Here, you know.
No,
dude, I wanted you to do the podcast. I was like, Tim, you want to do my podcast and talk about Batman? Come on, buddy. I asked you to do this. No, dude, I'm not. I don't have to go to work tomorrow, so I'm good.
Oh, you good.
My thing is just like, I want to enjoy all this. Am I going to have time to like see, you know, just try to take it all in, but not, you know, go overboard. In one day, you know what I'm saying? So like drive My Car, I want to see. That's 3 hours.
Yeah.
And The Worst Person in the World, I heard good things about. So I think if I can finish those two before the Oscars, I will have seen everything. Even though I don't really care about the ceremony anymore. I just want to see, I want Will Smith to win. That's my only thing this year, really. My only agenda. And I've to have seen most of the films. Other than that, I don't really care about the Oscars. We did it. Brandon and Justin and I did a thing where we live streamed. Yeah, it was fun to do. It was fun, but like it was a little like they were disenchanted. I was the same way just because I like doing stuff with them. But we were all kind of like,
It's a long ceremony.
Yeah. I just didn't really care. You know, but I always like to see who wins, though.
Yeah.
And I always like to watch the films. So.
Yes, I mean, to see, everything used to always feel like a lock back in the day, but it's just the Academy has been more diverse and more international. We're getting a few, different wins here and there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tim, I think we've done good work here. We both like this movie, and me talking to you about it has made me really appreciate it even more now that I have more insight into it. I did really enjoy this. I'm not going to say that it's better than, I'm not going to do this recency bias thing. This is the best Batman that I've ever seen. It's really definitely, it's up there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's definitely up there, though. Tim, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter, People's Critic, Instagram. They can find my blog, People's Critic blog, and we'll be back podcasting soon on Mid in the 80s. So we'll be back doing that.
Man, as always, this has been a fucking treat for me, and I'm sure for the rest of the hundreds of people that listen to this. And, this has been great. And thanks for doing it, Tim. And I'll talk to you next time, everybody. Take it easy.